Madame la Présidente.
President, High Commissioner, distinguished members of this August Assembly, I'd like to begin by thanking the God, the All-Powerful and the Merciful, for the grace which he continues to pour out over us. To him we give all glory at all times and in all places. The Burundian delegation welcomes this statement made by the representative of the Democratic Republic of Congo and aligns ourselves with it, delivered as it was on behalf of the African group. We welcome this opportunity to address you in our own name as an August Assembly to convey our deep-rooted gratitude to the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, the UNHCR, for having extended an invitation to the government of the Republic of Burundi to participate in this gathering, to wit the 75th session of the Executive Committee of the High Commissioner's Programme of the UNHCR. President, High Commissioner, this is a moment for us to take stock and appreciate the work undertaken by the Executive Committee in close cooperation with your team of experts, High Commissioner, both near and far. The UNHCR has accomplished edifying and welcome work, which doesn't just require deep-seated expertise, but a high sense of humanity and shared human sympathy, and a willingness and a determination to mitigate and alleviate the pain and suffering of millions around the world, refugees, including those in Africa and those in Burundi specifically. And we hope that all those working in the UNHCR will duly take on board the appreciation and encouragement to continue in this laudable task from the government of Burundi. We congratulate the President and the High Commissioner for your unceasing dedication to the cause of refugees. And we also take this opportunity to thank all those who often throw open the doors of their own homes to play host to unknowns coming from afar. All of your actions improve the lives and lots of millions who have left all that they had behind. It encourages them, it spurs them on. It's thanks to your humanity, your belief, your willingness, and your easy human contact with others and your willingness to treat them as friends rather than strangers, that they receive support from governments, from international organizations, from individuals, and from non-governmental organizations and charities. We welcome that human spirit. President, High Commissioner, we play host currently to some 1,500 persons who are at risk of statelessness. Their status is regularly updated in the Office for Refugees and Stateless Person, a body which is attached to the Ministry of the Interior and falls under the unit responsible for security, internal and domestic security. In a law of May of 2022, which established the National Office for the Protection of Refugees and Stateless Persons, was signed and then was coupled with a national action plan to tackle statelessness, which covers persons at risk of statelessness. This plan is currently being finalized and is our contribution to the I Belong campaign. Most recent statistics indicate that we are also host to close to some 85,000 refugees and asylum seekers, some 31,000 living in urban areas, whereas the rest of the refugees and asylum seekers to whom we're playing host live close to the new city of Musigny, where they benefit from effective community integration, including in the national education system. With regard to repatriation, we have also seen 250,000 returnees up to including October of 2024. Some 17,000 in 2024 alone, many of them coming from a range of different countries in which they had sought asylum. This voluntary return has been duly taken on board by Ministry of the Interior, and we are taking steps to make sure that people feel properly welcomed and reintegrated, working closely in partnership with countries in which they had been seeking refuge, first among them Tanzania, in order to ensure that people can return home in safety and dignity, including return home to Burundi or return home from Burundi elsewhere. And we respect at all times when we are overseeing the return from someone to Burundi to somewhere else, such as Tanzania, etc., or we make sure that we abide at all times the principle of non-refoulement. That has to be an integral key mark or hallmark of return in both ways. We need to make sure that we have a cohesive and coherent approach that also addresses host communities and refugee and migrant persons. And the government of Burundi has not stood idly by. We take steps in order to ensure that people take steps to pursue their own autonomy, empowerment and independence, and that they work in close cooperation and harmony with the communities which play host to them. We have worked to promote income generating activities, not just for refugees and asylum seekers and returned persons, but also for the host communities that all may benefit, a win-win situation. The government of the Republic of Burundi wishes to thank once again UN, the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, the UNHCR, and all their partners, and indeed all our partners, for their unceasing and unstinting support to the processes of refugee protection and repatriation. We also thank you for the confidence you've reposed in us as an observer member. Before concluding, I would like to share with you all that the government of the Republic of Burundi publicly reaffirms its commitment to and respect for the international conventions related to refugees and asylum seekers. We will ensure that we do all we can to ensure their well-being within the limits imposed by our means and resources. The government of the Republic of Burundi invites the UNHCR to join efforts with us to address repatriation and reintegration of Burundi returnees who are still living abroad in host communities, so that they can feel free to return home, knowing there's a bright future for them, and that they can share in the forging of a brighter future of their homeland together with their fellow citizens. Thank you very much.